For the rest of you, you should have your inspiration open, or at least be in the process of it right now. Yes? Okay, that's fantastic. If you're typing, you can be working on your book. Yes?
I'm reading a new book, so am I allowed to change my...
Just continue with the old book.
Okay.
Okay. So you should be in there typing as soon as possible. Does that answer your question, Jackson?
No, I need to
know how to get it. So go to File, go to Open, and then you should go to the Mrs. Nesbitt on the shared drive. Yep, go to this PC, go to the shared drive, and then look for Mrs. Nesbitt. You can double-click on it. Control C to copy. Control V to paste, Hunter. And then it's in the 5th and 6th grade computers folder. Alright, so I'm only going to give you about 5 minutes to develop your book inspiration, and then we're going to begin our new project.
Me too.
Everybody. Oh. Yes.
The other thing that you had up that showed us what you have.
Yes, I will open that for you right now. A half a what?
A half.
You do 1/2. The forward slash is next to the shift key on the right side. So here's the example of the book. You know, I was doing Harry Potter, and you can see that I put in the glasses there as part of the picture. Well, I wanted to show you of an example of how you could use this and make it look cool. If I can find it. This is somebody else's project. I did not do this. But they actually used a different... So like we've got this method of arranging. They've used this method of arranging. So there's all these different... arrangements or hierarchies that you can arrange and choose from. If you want to go in there to arrange your diagram, you can choose these different ways of putting the bubbles. So they use this one. Okay, does that make sense? In my example here that I'm going to show you here, they use that one. Okay, so this is I cannot get in here and change this. It's a photograph of this. But what they did is their main topic was career options. And then this person looked at becoming an art teacher, a veterinarian, or an artist. And see how they color coordinated everything that's in that topic so that it stands out. And then in the art teacher, so this is a subtopic of career options. So then preschool is a sub-subtopic of art teacher. Elementary is a sub-subcategory of art teacher. Junior high is a sub-subcategory of art teacher. And high school is a sub-subcategory. Do you see that? So then if you look at veterinarian, they have 3 subcategories, and within small animals, they have 3 subcategories. So they have small animals is the category, and 3 examples of small animals are rabbits, cats, dogs, lizards, birds. Those would be examples of small animals. the person could go into scientific research. They could go into lab work. They could go into space research. Animals in space, perhaps. And then, of course, they've got large animals, and then they've got examples of large animals. Then they go into just being a normal artist, surviving off of their work. There's mass production, making the same, many, many, many of the things that sell, a lot of the same. We used to have a potter here in town. The wife made the pottery, and the husband painted the glaze on and made the designs. And they were a team. They did their art with mass production. You can make custom pieces where somebody says, hey, would you paint a picture of my grandpa's barn? Or consignment, I've painted this picture and I've put it in your gallery. When it sells, I get a percentage of that money. That's how that works. So do you see how you could make a very cool looking diagram and inspiration?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that one's done. Yes.
How do I open my book?
Go to file. Are you in file? Look at the very bottom and see if it's at the very bottom of that list. Okay, then go to open. Where is it saved? Do you remember? It is saved in the shared drive under Mrs. Nesbitt. So you have to go to this, you may have to go to this PC to see it. You have about a minute and a half left to expand your book.
Are we going to type about it?
Huh? You're expanding on it, so yeah, you can type whatever you need to in those.
No, I'm saying, are we typing about it after we're done with
this? No. Nope, because we're going to go to a different topic.
No. So what are we going to do with
this? Pretty much what you see is what you get. But make sure you save it at the end. So we're going to go to this PC, Mrs. Nesbitt, 5th and 6th computers. There's Hunter's My Book. Does that look familiar? Okay. All right. We've got about 30 seconds left. And then we're going to start on something new. Make sure you save it. All you have to do to save it is go to File, Save, or do a Control S. Jake, you earned a 95% or better in computers.
Thank you.
Abby, 95% or better in computers. Jackson, Hunter, Riley, and Corbin. And for PE, Jake, Jackson, Hunter, Corbin, Kylie.
Thank you.
And Warden and Damien. All right, finish it up, save it, and go to a new document. Go to File, New. Yes. What we're going to do is it'll look just like this. If you go to File, New, it'll look just like that.
Mine pulled up the front menu, just a diagram.
Yep, and then you'll want to click on Create eventually, but you don't need to do anything right now. I'm waiting for everybody to get caught up to the same place. So, Do you have a screen that looks like mine or very similar?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to start a new project. Unfortunately, it took me long enough to get going on this project that we're not going to be able to finish it this year. I will, however, share the information with whoever replaces me to maybe be able to continue this project in the future, okay? Because it's really a health project and keyboarding, okay? So I'm combining two subjects into one. So whoever replaces me as the health teacher, you'll probably be able to continue this. Okay, so we're moving on. Everybody needs to come and draw a piece of paper out of here. Okay? Here, I'll scoot back so you have lots of room.
We pick an option that we're going to write about.
Yes. You're picking your disease.
Disease?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the
non-dragging cold mumps?
There's more diseases here than people, so that Rebellious. People don't feel like, well, I got left with. What no, you just picked what you picked.
I got meningitis.
I don't
know.
Okay.
I got
RU.
All
right.
I got hand foot and mouth.
Okay. Now, in your new document, you're going to type the name of your disease here.
Hand, foot, and mouth
disease. All right. So mine is going to look like I had it open earlier, and now I don't know if it's disappeared or what, because I had it there. I didn't save it, so I'm thinking it probably disappeared. Darn it. I had it. RSV. That's a RSV. Did I write a U or is it a V?
That's well, it looks like a U.
It's a V. Oops. Can't show that. All right. I lost something here. Darn it. And it had the questions, and now I don't know what my questions are. All right. So, first of all, you're going to tell me, so I can write it on here, what you drew. Jake.
I got strep throat.
Okay. Abby.
I got scarlet fever.
Jackson.
Meningitis.
Am I spelling it right?
Yeah, it kind of...
Is there no G?
There is a G.
There is. Okay. Hunter.
I got rubella.
Am I spelling it right? Is that right?
It's R-U-B.
Like that?
Yeah.
Kate Riley, what'd you get?
Mumps.
Mumps.
What is that?
Corbin.
I got R-U-S-B.
R-S-B. V. Kylie, you got hand, throat, and mouth?
Hand, foot, and mouth.
Hand, foot, fought. Foot, and mouth. Okay. And we don't know what Warden and Lily have yet. Okay. So, you should have, like where mine says Harry Potter, yours is going to say your disease. Oh, here it is. Yay. I didn't lose it. I was scared there for a minute. And I didn't save it because I wanted to build it with you. So your disease is going to go here in the middle. We are all going to write the same things. So you are one of your topics that you're going to cover are the symptoms of your disease. So one of your categories here is going to be symptoms.
Oh,
yes.
Can we research this?
We're going to research it.
Okay.
Right now we're just building this little diagram with four circles. Okay.
So
we're not doing pictures yet, Riley. As cool as that is, you don't need the pictures. That's like gravy on mashed potatoes and meat. We do the meat and mashed potatoes first. Then if you have time, you put the gravy on. Okay?
So do you just make that with the create?
I already clicked, told you, you click on create.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you click on it and then go to create again, it will put one of these subtopics in for you. So then in the very first one we're going to do is symptoms. When you have symptoms in there, you're going to click back on my disease, or, you know, your, the name of your disease, and you're going to go to create again, and you'll create a new link, and you're going to call it treatment. And Riley, you're going to take that picture out of there because we're not putting the gravy on.
New gravy's